Ezekiel chapter 36. Also, you son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, because the enemy has said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the remainder of the heathen, ungodly nations. And you are taken up in the lips of gossips, and are slandered by the people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the remainder of the heathen, ungodly nations that are all around. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Surely in the fire of my jealousy I have spoken against the remainder of the heathen, ungodly nations, and against all Idumea, Edom, who have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with spiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen, ungodly nations. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I have lifted up my hand, surely the heathen, ungodly nations, who are around you, they will bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people of Israel. Because they are at hand to come. Because, indeed, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities will be lived in, and the wastes will be built. And I will multiply upon you man and beast. And they will increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better to you than at your beginnings, and you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Yes, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel. And they will possess you, and you will be their inheritance, and you will no more from this time forth bereave them of men. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, because they say to you, Your land devours up men, and has bereaved your nations. Therefore you will devour men no more, neither bereave your nations any more, says the Lord God Jehovah. Neither will I cause men to hear in you the shame of the heathen, ungodly nations any more, neither will you bear the reproach of the people any more, neither will you cause your nations to fall any more, says the Lord God Jehovah. Furthermore the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their deeds. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a woman in her period. Therefore I poured my fury upon them because of the blood that they had shed upon the land, and because of their idols with which they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, ungodly nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their ways and according to their deeds I judged them. And when they entered to the heathen, ungodly nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of the Lord Jehovah, and have gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, ungodly nations, wherever they went. Therefore say to the house of Israel, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I do not do this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, ungodly nations, wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, ungodly nations, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen, ungodly nations, will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, says the Lord God Jehovah, when I am sanctified in you before their eyes. Because I will take you from among the heathen, ungodly nations, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will be clean, from all your filthiness, and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. I will also give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your body, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my laws, and you will keep my judgments, and do them. And you will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness. And I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you will receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Ungodly nations. Then you will remember your own evil ways, and your deeds that were not good, and will despise yourselves in your own sight because of your sins and because of your abominations. I do not do this for your sakes, says the Lord God, Jehovah, let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded because of your own ways, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. In the day when I have cleansed you from all your sins, I will also cause you to live in the cities, and the wastelands will be built. And the desolate land will be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all who passed by. And they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities have become fenced, and are lived in. Then the heathen, ungodly nations, who are left all around you will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, build the ruined places, and plant that which was desolate. I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it, and I will do it. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. I will yet because of this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock. As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts, so the waste cities will be filled with flocks of men, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.